we have a guest joining us here in the studio this morning that you probably don't know yet, but we hope you get to know her very, very well. Marissa Hovde is in with us this morning. Marissa just started with us here literally days ago. She's going to take over that afternoon slot, so she'll be leading you through that sometimes sleepy time of the afternoon, try to keep you awake during the workday. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Do you function this early in the morning, or are you used to the afternoons?
I'm used to the afternoons, but, you know, it is possible to get up early and be here.
Happy to be here?
Of course.
Of course. Got to say that in front of me, right? Tell us about Marissa. Where do you come from?
I come from Minnesota, White Bear Lake specifically, which is just a suburb of St. Paul. So it's about 5 hours from here.
So you didn't come too far.
No, not that bad.
Is it like a whole different country?
It does. It feels like it a little bit, yeah. Because from where I come from, it's a little bit bigger, a little more hectic, but this is kind of a nice change of pace.
A little more traffic, but
yes.
You know, the thing is, what I always found is interesting, I went to college up in Minneapolis, and everybody kind of like, gee whiz, you're going to the big city. You know, really, area-wise, it's the same size as Davenport, Iowa.
Oh,
there's
definitely
just a few more people stuffed in there. But, you know, the folks are pretty much like they are here, aren't they?
Yes. Well, everybody here has been so nice, and I would be willing to say even nicer than back home.
That's because it's early.
Well, no.
Hopefully it won't change. Give them a good reason. Well, tell us about your background. How big is your family?
I have a relatively small family, actually. I have two older brothers, my mom and dad, and our extended family is pretty small, but we're really close, so it's nice.
Baby of the family.
Yes, and the only girl.
Was it tough to let you go? Did they have a hard time with it?
Yes. They call every day, and they keep planning visits, which I appreciate, but they need to let go just a little bit.
Is that why you chose to move further away? I assume you had some opportunities to work closer to home.
I had a few, but yeah, it was nice, the idea of starting somewhere different and close enough where I can get home if I need to, but far enough where I do have that independence and my own life.
It's kind of nice to do that.
It is.
I know it's one of the reasons I wanted to move away from Dubuque, my hometown, is because everybody around town knew my dad, and I didn't want to be, and his name is Jim as well.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to be Jim Jr. forever, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of nice to strike out on your own once in a while, too.
Definitely, yeah.
Well, tell us about your interest in broadcasting. Where did that ever come from?
Well, it honestly kind of came out of nowhere. Originally, I was just sitting around thinking what I wanted to do with my life, and I had tried school and psychology and things like that, and I loved it, but it wasn't ultimately what was making me happy. And then I realized I love talking to people, I love listening, I love entertaining, or trying to entertain. And this just kind of came to me, and I thought, well, I'll look into it and see what kind of possibilities there are. And fortunately, I got to go to school for it at Brown. And I've loved it from day one. So
now, I don't want to read folks your entire resume.
Right.
But you have kind of although you're not very young, or very old, you're pretty young yet. You kind of have a varied past already as far as your work history goes.
I do, yes. Everything from retail, I've been a nanny, different schools, I went to acting school.
Tell me about that. How fun was that?
It was a lot of fun. That was in California, and definitely a different change of pace from anywhere I've ever been before. But it was a good learning experience, and it was one of those things that I'm glad I did it, but I'm glad I came back and that my life is where it's at now.
You realize you're not strange enough to be an actress.
Yes, yeah. Strange enough to be on the radio, but not to be an actress.
Perfect. Was it a good experience, though? Is that something you can use, well, obviously in this field?
Definitely. I think being able to think on your feet and kind of just go with the flow is a big part of this, and I definitely learned a lot about that when I was there.
What led you to that?
Well, it was kind of that same thing. I was restless, and I didn't know what I wanted, and I had been at Augsburg, and it was a great school, and I loved it, but I knew ultimately paying that much money a year isn't the place to find yourself, so I decided to take a chance and move, and that's what happened.
That's a big risk.
Yeah.
Did anybody try to talk you out of that? I mean, it's one thing to say, I want to be an actress, and maybe to move someplace and be a waitress until you can become an actress, or at least try, but to actually move away, you know, thousands of miles out west to take acting classes and to try to see if maybe that's something you want to do, that's a pretty good risk.
It definitely is. And no, actually, my family is amazing. They, as soon as I said it, they were like, well, what can we do to help you make it happen? And it was hard for them because they can't just drive to California, but no, no one tried to talk me out of it. A couple of questions, are you sure this is what you want? But as soon as I said, yep, this is what I'm doing, that's what happened.
When your child comes up and says, I want to go out to California because I want to be an actress, it's really difficult to not have those eyebrows go doink.
Oh, yeah. My dad did that for sure. Uh-huh. And his biggest thing was, well, I just want you to be secure and happy. And, you know, acting doesn't necessarily bring security. And I have to agree. That's not the job to get into if you're looking to be financially stable. But I just said, you know, I have to try it. And he goes, all right, well, I'll help you pack.
So for financial stability, you chose radio. Boy, you really are struggling to find yourself, aren't you?
No, I'm happy to say I've finally discovered it, and yes, this is where I want to be.
Did you have any prior exposure at all to the broadcast industry before you attended Brown, I don't even know what, is it Brown College? Is that what
yes.
we call it? Okay,
yeah.
It used to be Brown Institute, but then it's
yeah.
kind of changed. Brown, for those who aren't familiar, is a place up in the Twin Cities. It used to be pretty much exclusively a broadcast facility, but they branched off into a lot of different things now, too.
Mm-hmm.
But they run some really strong programs for youngsters who want to get in, get the education that they need specifically, and then get into the work world. They're very good about placement and things too, and we work very closely with your instructor up there to be able to find you and recruit you to come down here and work with us.
Yes.
But it's an interesting move to make. We've had a lot of folks from Brown
mm-hmm.
That have worked here at KJAN over the years, and we've had a lot of success, so that's a lot of weight on your shoulders.
I know, I feel the pressure, but I'm confident I can do it.
So was the plan that you went through there, the process you went through, solid? You feel like they did a great job preparing you?
Oh, definitely. I feel like a lot of things that they've taught me have already come into play. And having that background has helped me to pick up things around here
mm-hmm.
and to not only learn it, but understand it and to get things figured out. So, and from day one, they tell you, you're going to have to move. So be prepared for that, and, well, look at that.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I don't know how much of your history we need to dig into here, but you don't come here alone either. Your fiancé is moving to Atlantic with you, so we've recruited two people to come to the area, and by the way, he's looking for work, so.
Right, that's right. So he's very skilled. Hire him. I know, but yes, he will be moving down here probably in the next few weeks or so.
Yeah, and he was supportive, because that's got to be a tough thing when your fiancé comes in and says, you know what, I'm going to move 5 hours away, and, you know, kind of up to you. You want to come with me, or what are we going to do here and stuff? But
right.
he's been very supportive.
Yeah, originally when I told him that I was thinking about going back to school, he told me, you have to do it. If you think that's what's going to be the thing that makes you happy, he's like, what other choice do you have? And he's been supportive the whole way. He knew right away, too, that I would have to move. And he goes, well, I'm not going to be without you. So wherever you go, that's where I'm going.
Very good. So you're actually planning a wedding.
Yes, I am. So it's a very busy time.
It's still a little ways away. It's several months away yet.
Yes, it's September of 2013. So.
But that'll be here faster than you know it.
Oh, yes. It's already been flying by.
Especially when you're trying to get settled and organized and figure everything out and whatever.
Yep, and unpacking. It's quite a process.
Well, very good. Well, Marissa's going to be on in the afternoons, 1 to 7 every weekday. She'll be helping out in the newsroom, and she'll also be handling a lot of our music duties here as well. So she'll have a lot on her plate. We wish you the best. Hope you get a lot of positive feedback here.
Well, thank you. I do, too. I'm definitely trying for it.
Very good. Well, get your voice ready.
Yeah. All right.
It's almost time to go.
Let's do this.
All right. Very good. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.